T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Earning his 5th green jacket, his 15th major at Augusta yesterday, and the Masters, a tradition unlike any other. Steve Futterman of CBS. Steve, you enjoyed an incredible weekend, my friend.
Yep. Listen, we always knew it was possible. Did we think it was going to happen? Well, we've seen him come close before. Last year at the British Open, he was briefly in front on the back nine in the final round and didn't win. So he just couldn't predict. But he held on. He came through on the 15th and 16th holes yesterday. That's when he took the lead, increased the lead, and then maintained the lead the rest of the way.
Unprecedented on Sunday because of anticipating bad weather. They moved up the tee times and paired up or did, you know, three players on the first and 10th tees. How much of a change do you think that affected the golfers? Obviously didn't affect Tiger, but did you hear any pushback from the golfers on that?
Didn't really hear any complaints about that. I'm sure that it impacted some of those who like certain regimented schedules, which, by the way, might include Tiger Woods. He was talking on Saturday saying that, gee, I'm not going to be able to sleep in like I usually do. So he had to get up early, and obviously we all know, it didn't really affect him. These golfers compete so often. They've been in similar situations, not necessarily at the Masters, but other lesser, less important tournaments where they have to squeeze things in because of weather conditions, maybe not just on Sunday, but sometimes the day before, where they have to squeeze a couple rounds almost into one day.
At one point early in Tiger's career, it looked like it would be an absolute certainty that he would win more majors than Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, yeah.
But when he went through his personal life issues and physical conditions, where at one point he couldn't even walk normally, it now seems at age 43 where it is certainly possible.
Maybe. We have to see if this is... It's so hard to win these tournaments. You know, two bad putts yesterday by Tiger Woods would have meant he didn't win. I don't want to say that, yes, now he's back in the running for it. He's three away. He has 15 major championships. Jack Nicklaus had 18. If he can win another major this year, I'll be a bit more convinced. I have to be convinced that this is more than a bit of an outlier, not in the sense that he's not playing excellent golf, but the fact that he can just put it all together for 4 days at a major event like this. He'll have three more chances this year, next at the PGA Championship at Bethpage in New York, where he once won the U.S. Open. Then they go to Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open, where he won once before. So he's going to play a couple courses that he is familiar with, where he's won major championships before. Like I said, if he can win another one this year, I will put myself in the corner of saying, yes, he can beat Jack Nicklaus's record.
And Nicklaus, quoted yesterday on the Golf Channel, has said, I'm shaking in my boots all of a sudden, which also tells you just how extraordinary what Jack Nicklaus had accomplished. And we all remember he won a Masters at the age of 46.
Yeah, he remains the oldest Masters champion. Tiger Woods now the second oldest Masters champion, and I believe the youngest Masters champion for his first victory 22 years ago. Jack Nicklaus, I saw his interview on the Golf Channel. I found it very moving. He said, of course you don't want your record broken, but, you know, I don't want to Tiger to be hurt if he can do it. Let him do it. I'm paraphrasing him. He was saying that yesterday he deserved to win. He was glad he won. So it's one of those mixed emotions. Basically, Jack Nicklaus saying, I'd like to hold the record, but if Tiger Woods can do it, I'll be my guest.
One for the ages, and great coverage this weekend. CBS's Steve Futterman. Steve, thank you so much, and safe travels back to California.
Thanks very much. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.